My, we are living in just biblical, stormy days. Amen. The Lord could come at any moment, and I'm excited about it. The world's falling apart, and I'm excited about it. Everything's turning upside down. I'm excited about it. Oh, I like a good challenge. How about you? I love to just enjoy the blessings of the Lord, because our God loves to flex His muscles in the middle of adversity. Amen. I want you to open up your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And I want to share with you tonight some things that the Lord has burdened my heart. Everybody is abuzz about the eclipse Monday that's coming. Everybody's concerned about the eclipse. The eclipse is God's great, glorious order in our solar system. What we should be concerned about is keeping our eyes on the signs and the disorder on planet Earth. Because this eclipse is not end time eclipse, because it's not even over Israel. And that ought to say something to us tonight. What a joy it is to look at what God is doing and celebrating the blessings of the Lord. I want to let's stand for the reading of God's word, Matthew chapter 24, verse 34 down to verse 42. Chapter 24 of Matthew. Verily I say unto you, this generation, turn to that one you beside and say, this generation, shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass out or pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not you, not anybody else, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew it not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall there be two in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doeth come. I want to use for a subject tonight, times are shaky, be ready. Times are shaking, very shaky all around us, and we need to be ready. I do believe that the Lord could come at any moment, and the scripture is very clear that it's shaky time because we are the generation that will see the return of Jesus Christ. You're it. We are the generation that will see the return of Jesus Christ. Notice it says in verse 34, verily I say unto you, this generation, that you and I, shall not pass till these things be fulfilled. Now, many would argue the fact that the generation began at the time of Israel, 1948, becoming a nation. But I'm more convinced that we are the generation because of the altar that Israel has made to sacrifice the red heifer. They imported, I believe it was 5 red heifers from Texas, and one died. They're making plans to offer the red heifer. They can't sanctify, they can't set apart the temple without the red heifer. It cannot have one different color of hair in its whole body. And these 4 red heifers qualify. Their altar, you can look it up yourself if you want to go to Google or look at the pictures of the altar. It is awe-inspiring. It is an incredible altar that they've made to offer the red heifer to sanctify the temple. Now, you remember when Jesus Christ went into Jerusalem the last week, he came upon a fig tree. And the fig tree was a picture of Israel, not so much the nation of Israel, but the Levites, the priesthood of Israel. And remember, he cursed the fig tree because it didn't have fruit. And the fig tree dried up and withered away. And we know that from the time that Jesus died on the cross, the priesthood job was over. Jesus took over. Amen. Aren't you glad Jesus took over? Yeah. Them guys didn't know what they were doing. And Jesus just took over. And if you don't believe that Israel becoming a nation is the beginning of this generation, you can't overlook the fact that the priesthood, the Levites, the priesthood is getting together. And once again, the fig tree leaves are beginning to bud. It is a shaking time. Everything we look at, you know, everybody's up in an uproar about the eclipse. Many things said about the eclipse. I'm not saying that anything won't happen, but the truth is we've been having earthquakes, and the sun hasn't even winked at us yet. We've been having all kinds of problems. In fact, they want to say that I call them jar flies, that's coming out. There's two of them. What do they call them, Al-Qaeda or something like that? Anyway, what are they? Okay. They're calling them locusts, but they're not, because when I was a kid, I played with them in a jar. I called them jar flies. They come up out of the ground 17 years. Some of them coming up after 30 years, something like that. So they're going to have a massive crop in the Midwest. I love to hear them sing in the trees, locusts. Trust me, that's not the locust in Revelation chapter 9. But we need to understand that what's transpiring in our land today is a definite sign that the Lord could come back at any time. Would God trigger the eclipse to do something bigger? I don't know. He can. But if he doesn't, I'm still going to be looking for Jesus Christ, eclipse or no eclipse. Because my heart is focused on the fact that Jesus Christ is coming. And this is a shaky time. It's shaky because we are the generation. We're at the time of the Lord's return. The Bible says that it is such a shaky time because it's like the days of Noah. The days of Noah are very, well, we'll look at that in just a little bit in Genesis chapter 6. The days of Noah were quite unusual, but look at the signs Jesus Christ gave us in Matthew 24. He said, in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What other signs? As in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. What was the sign? They knew not till the flood came. What was the sign? They just were not looking. They just did not care. They just did not care about that massive ark that Noah was building. They just did not care, just did not believe, and they lived their lives as normal. Building, marrying, giving in marriage, just living their normal life. Now, I'm convinced that this scripture is about our time. I believe it was a worldwide flood, therefore this is a worldwide sign. The world is not looking for Jesus Christ. When I say the world, I'm not saying the church should be looking. And sad to say, there's a lot of church folks can't agree on nothing. They're not looking for anything. But I know that the Lord could come back at any moment. And one of the signs is people just don't care. They don't care about reading their Bible. They don't care about listening to the preacher. They don't care about going to church. They don't care about, they just want to build their houses, eat their food, live it up, pleasure it up, eat, drink, and be merry, and just enjoy their lives and ignore the signs all around them. And that's exactly where we're at today. It's a shaky time because people are ignoring the signs all around them. The Bible says that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. There in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. And it says that when the Lord himself descends from heaven with a shout, the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. The graveyard is going to give up their dead. Then we which are alive and remaining shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. These words are to the church. Yeah. Verse 5. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So what's going to happen is this thing is going to be sudden. Yeah. And the church is going to be ready, at least it should be ready, because times are shaky, we need to be ready. And what's going to happen is the world's not looking for it. In fact, they'll laugh about us, thinking that the Lord could come any moment. And they have dismissed the preaching of God's word and other so-called name it, claim it theologians have said, no, it's not even in the Bible. Well, I just read it. I mean, it's pretty understandable. Hello? I mean, this is as simple as John 3:16. You'd have to have a theologian to make you misunderstand it. Hello. And so the Lord's going to come. We know that we are at those times and seasons. And we know the Lord could come back at any moment. It's shaky because we are the generation in which the Lord will come and take his church home. When we are taken home, this world's not going to get any better because the same folks are going to be running it. This world is in a down spiral, down like a plane without a pilot. This world is headed for the judgment wrath of God's ground. And they're going to plow into God's wrath head on because they're not listening to what God is saying in the scriptures. These times are shaky, not only because we are the generation that shall see the Lord's return. I believe that. How many believe that? Amen. I believe we are the people that's going to see the Lord return. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And I don't want to be that one person that dies the day before. I want to be here.
Yeah, come on.
Amen?
Yeah.
I want to be here. And in that 50th millisecond of a catching away, I want to say, I told you so! And I'll be shouting it from the clouds and everybody be laughing at me because we'll be gone so quick we don't even know that we've left the building. 1/50th of a second. That's a twinkle of an eye. Now we'll be changed and our lives will be changed. How many know that when the Lord comes, everything changes? When the church is caught up, everything changes. These times are shaky not only because we are the generation the Lord's coming, but times are shaky because of nuclear bombs. This is a time of nuclear warfare, and times are shaky because of nuclear bombs. Over in the Middle East, it's a powder keg, nuclear bombs. Times Square preacher Carter Conlon said that one nuclear bomb going off would change your whole day. Amen. That's a good quote. Now, Carter Collin was the one who followed David Wilkerson. I think he worked some with David Wilkerson. Times Square Church in New York. And David Wilkerson has always maintained a belief. He's gone to be with the Lord now, but he's always maintained a belief that there will be a nuclear blast in New York City. He's always felt that New York City would be the target of the malicious people of the world, and he even went as far as to say that New York City was much like Babylon, and that it would fall. Well, you know, if the Lord wants to nuke any city on this earth, just take your pick. They're all disgusting. Right? If a nuclear bomb goes off, it will change our whole day. If the church is caught up to meet Jesus in the air, it will change the whole day of planet Earth. It will change it all. It'll come suddenly. It will come suddenly upon them, and they'll not be ready. And I believe with all my heart in this day, look at the signs. I think we have a 98% the eclipse, sun eclipse. I hope it won't be a nuclear. But anyway, the sun eclipse, 98% here in this area. It's supposed to begin somewhere around noonish and early afternoon. I think it's supposed to make its climax around 2 o'clock in the early afternoon. But you know, the signs that I'm seeing, I'm going to go take a look because I want to see the glory of God's power. I want to see it. I'm not afraid of it. God's got it all under control. God's glory is obviously there. It is a sign in the heavens, but we need to remember that the major signs in Revelation, in Matthew 24, Revelation chapter 6 and on, and the major signs in Luke chapter 21 are the signs just before the Lord comes in Revelation with his church to Israel. That's where the main bulk of the signs in the heavens will be. But there is signs, earthquakes. The sun eclipse, we're going to throw that in for good measure. Devil's Comet, anybody heard of that one? Devil's Comet, it makes its way during an eclipse. It makes its way at different times, and they can credit it to massive earthquakes. In fact, it branched off, and it had the horns. That's how it got its name, Devil's Comet. It will be showing its appearance. It will appear tomorrow during the eclipse. There are many signs in the heavens. But one of the greater signs that I've focused on is Israel's war. I'm looking at Israel's war, the war it's in, and the turning away of America from Israel. That concerns me greatly. They say, well, they don't want to hurt civilians. I think one of the dumbest remarks I ever heard our president say, and other presidents have said this, you got to keep the rules of war. What? Rules of war? You know, I'm going to get in a fight. There is no rules. Trust me, you jump on me, there's no rules. I'll bite, I'll kick. I'll pull hair, I'll scream like a girl, I'll claw you. There is no rules. And there shouldn't be no rules in war. Now, I do agree that you should treat prisoners differently, but the war itself, you should go to fight it to win. And I think Israel will do that, even if it's going to be unpopular. But we need to understand that a nuclear blast could take place not only in New York City, but in the Middle East. And a nuclear blast could take place in Ukraine, Russia, China, Taiwan. I think Taiwan just had a massive earthquake. New York City had a little nudge recently. Haiti is out of control. The leader of Haiti got on a plane, flew away, sent word back, I'm not coming back. They're fighting in the streets. It's chaos in Haiti. And Haiti's just next door to us, by the way. Everywhere you turn, there's war, rumors of war. There's earthquakes, the eclipse, Israel's war, insanity all around us. Amen. Unrest of nations, AI and robots. Not only AI and robots mingling with the brains of human beings, but also you have sex robots, AI sex robots. Computers planted in human beings. Rejection of God. Lawlessness. Same-sex marriage approved and condoned by the Supreme Court of the United States. Sex changing, spiritual blindness, deception, scoffers making fun of us because we believe in the coming of the Lord, red heifer sacrifice. The list goes on and on. Easter this year, the President of the United States declared that LGBTQ visibility on Easter. They displayed the colors of, which is actually rainbow colors. Let me tell you, friends, the gays stole the rainbow from God. And the rainbow colors celebrating gay rights. And they displayed those colors at Washington, D.C., in the Washington Monument. In New York City, they put the colors of lesbianism, the gay, the LGBTQ visibility, the colors in New York City at the time of the most sacred day in our Christian ministry, and that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Easter. Let me tell you, friends, right now the world is spitting and slapping God's face over and over again. How much is God going to tolerate? Every time we turn around, someone is spitting in God's face, slapping God in the face, saying, we'll not have this God to reign over us. The LGBTQ, they put the Q on there because they had too many perverts. They had to add a few initials. You say, you'll get taken off YouTube. I may get taken off YouTube, but I'm not going to be removed from this pulpit. Yeah. The GBTQ visibility that the president declared on March the 31st, Easter. The rainbow colors celebrate gay pride, gay rights, lesbian, gays, bisexual, transgender, queer, or guessing what you are. Now, I didn't come up with that by myself. I Google it. That's what it says. Yeah. Oh, you're just picking on that. I just Google it. That's what it says. Let the YouTube take Google off the map. I'm just quoting what they're saying. And over again, this nation and nations around the world are spitting and slapping God in the face. No wonder these are shaky times. Times are shaky. We need to be ready. How many agree with that? A nuclear bomb could be detonated at any time, maybe New York City, maybe Los Angeles, maybe Chicago. Wherever that nuclear bomb is set off, I guarantee you it won't be Sparta or Brunner or Chadwick. It won't be Ozark. It'll be a big city. Now, there are good people who live in big cities. There's godly people who live in big cities. There's godly people who live in these surrounding suburbs, and there's ungodly people live in the suburbs. So there's ungodly people everywhere, but the masses of deception, the masses of people in perversion are in the bigger cities. As the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The reason this nation is in such a mess is because we have played the flute to every perverse and filthy thing on planet Earth, trying to get votes, trying to appease man's sin. When somebody needs to stand up and say, repent or burn. Yes. Turn or burn. One day that will happen. They won't turn and they will burn. One day God will bring his judgment. And I thank God that I know Jesus Christ and I've got a ticket out of here. Jesus purchased a ticket for me at Calvary. He brought it out of the tomb in his pockets, ready to go when he ascended back to the Father. And my ticket's ready. Number three, times are shaky because we are like the days of Noah. We're like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Times are shaky because people as a whole, not just, trust me, I hope everybody in this room, I hope I'm preaching to the choir. But the truth is, there are churches that have went woke. Our nation has went woke. The world has went woke. I don't know why they call it woke. I think they ought to call it asleep. Oh, we're going to wake up to a better enlightened age. We're going to bring in our own utopia. No, you're not. You're going to bring the wrath of God down on you. People are going to bring the wrath of God down on you. Is anybody with me? Is anybody joining me in my message right now? Come on now. Come on. Can I get a witness? Yeah. I want you to look at Luke chapter 21, verse 33 through 36. Verse 33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, that is indulging, over excessiveness, whether it be eating or sex or pleasure, whatever, and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day comes upon you unaware. You know, I hate to say this, but much of the church world is in this verse 34. Yeah. It grieves my heart, but much of the church world is charged with surfeiting or indulging excessively. Not so much maybe drinking, but the cares of life, and the days come upon them unaware. Jesus Christ said, if you let your hearts be overcharged and go to seeking things that you shouldn't seek, that it will produce unaware in your life. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. That verse 36 is a great verse of being caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Pray that you be accounted worthy. That don't mean we're worthy. We're worthy in Christ. We can escape. You say, well, you're just trying to escape. Oh, yeah, right? Amen. You're just using Jesus for a crutch. And? You're just using Jesus for a fire escape. And? You just want to get out of the great tribulation. And? Now listen, I've been tripping for years. I've been tripping for years. And the early church is no stranger to being burned at the stake. The early church is no stranger to great persecution and great tribulation. So don't give me that stuff. The church got to go through all this stuff. No, God has promised us that we would be spared from the wrath of God and that God would take us home before that dreadful day of the Lord. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. I want to stand before him. How about you? Times are shaky because we're like the days of Noah. Go with me to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. And I want you to notice verse 5 through 8. The days of Noah. And how it was so bad that God even was grieved about making man. I heard some preacher say, we are here. We're at the end times. And we are. We're here at the end times. As the days of Noah. Look at verse 5, chapter 6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Doesn't that sound like today? And that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was continually evil. Doesn't that sound like today? And it repented the Lord. Now, the Lord doesn't have to repent. Where it says, and it repented the Lord, it meant it grieved the Lord. You see, the King James Version has a built-in dictionary. When you read a word in the Old Testament or New in the King James Version, you read a word that you don't understand, read before it or after it, and it will define what that word is saying. A great picture of that is in verse 6. And it repented the Lord. Now, we know that God don't change his mind. We know that God don't repent. God doesn't need to repent. But notice it says that he had made. He repented that he had made man on earth. The interpretation of repented is grieved him out of his heart. The definition of repent concerning God is it grieved him out of his heart. And I believe that God is grieved at his heart. I'm grieved at mine. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both man and beast and creeping thing, fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad that I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad you found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so if I can leave anything with you tonight, it's simply this. Be ready. If I can leave anything with those that's watching us by live stream or social media, it's bad. Things are shaky. Be ready. I don't know what's going to happen other than there's going to be an eclipse. But then again, we could have a massive earthquake tonight. I don't know. It's not the signs in the heavens that I'm concerned with now. It will be, Israel will be greatly concerned about them during the end of the great tribulation, the signs in the heavens. But it's the signs in the earth that has me completely concerned. The church, many of them gone woke. Many of the people in the church are not on fire for God. They're not sold out to God. Many people today, they would rather go to a picnic than a camp meeting. They'd rather go to a social gathering than come and hear the mighty word of God. It grieves me in my heart that people are so overloaded, they are overcharged with trying to raise their families, Overcharged with trying to make a living. Overcharged with trying to do this and do that. And they feel that their rejection, or at least their lukewarmness, is excusable in the sight of God. They feel like that they're excused because they're busy. They're excused because they got a lot to do. They're excused because they've got, you know, to do things with the kids, go places, do that. No, the important thing for everyone in this room is be ready. Be ready. And you're not going to be ready distracted from the Word of God. You're not going to be ready distracted from the things of God. If you've got more of the world out there you're playing with than the house of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not ready. Hello. Amen. I am ready. And I want you to know that this gay stuff and this homosexual stuff, and they're just slapping God in the face, spitting in his face. They're defying God. I don't know how long God's going to allow it. I know he allowed it on the cross of Calvary to save you and I. And I'm sure that he's wanting to save others. But while they're preparing to sacrifice the red heifers, and while they're fighting a war that the nations have turned against them, and Israel's trying to do its best to protect civilians, yet their enemy, Hamas, hides behind children and shoots their missiles at Israel. And Israel tries to defend themselves, and our nation, our leader, our president, and others even went to the Senate floor. What was his name? I can't remember. He was calling for an election in Israel to get Benjamin Netanyahu out of office. Schumer. Now that guy needs to be put in a nursing home. What right do we have in our Senate, in our Congress, or at the White House, or anywhere else? What right do we have to interfere with Israel's administration? What right do we have to interfere with another sovereign nation? None. We have no right. I don't want innocent people hurt. But I guarantee you, when Harry Truman dropped that atom bomb, there was a lot of innocent people died. But in the process of dropping the bomb, he saved perhaps millions of American lives by putting an end to the war. How many know God is going to pretty much do the same thing? The only thing is, he's not going to let the world hold the church hostage. We're going home. Amen. The ambassadors are going home. We as a church are going home. Amen. God's going to get us out. Amen. Before he pours out his wrath upon the earth. Will there be innocent people hurt? Yes. But I will remind you that it is the parents, it is the rejecters of God that bring judgment upon the innocent of their homes. I'll not get into the details of what will happen at the catching away of the church. I do believe that a great percentage of children will be caught up. I do believe they'll have babies during the 7-year tribulation. It don't take more than, I mean, come on, you can have babies in 7 years. Hello. Judy and I had 7 children. It took about 7 years. That was a little longer than that. She took a break. She took a break when we started the church here. But I want you to understand that these are shaky times. And nothing would surprise me during the eclipse, before the eclipse, after the eclipse, earthquakes in diverse places, famine, war, detonation of nuclear weapons. Nothing would surprise me. Because we are living in shaky times. The Lord spoke to me a couple of days ago, and he said, I want you to speak to the people in your church, and I want you to tell them, we're at shaky times, be ready. Be ready. The Lord spoke that to me so clearly. Tell your church, your people, be ready, be ready, be ready. Don't be distracted, be ready. Because when this thing comes, it's going to come before you can take your next breath. When this thing comes, it's going to come suddenly, without warning. Oh, we've got the warning, but nobody's paying any attention to it. And I want to tell this church and those that's watching us by live stream and YouTube, wherever, be ready. Don't listen to false prophets telling you, well, it's got to get this and you got to do that. No, you just got to be ready. Amen. Don't be listening to preachers say, well, it doesn't matter. It might be another 100, 200 years. Trust me. This place is not going to hold together another 100 years. Trust me. I'd be surprised to hold together another 10 years or even, for that matter, another year. Yeah. We're only seeing a small, tiny fringe of what's actually happening in deteriorating of our nation. We're only seeing a tiny thread of it. It's much worse than any of us could ever imagine. And that's why we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to tell our grandchildren, be ready. We need to tell our sons and daughters, be ready. Because once we're gone, we can't help them if they're not ready. The five foolish virgins were not ready. And they went out to get oil. When they finally returned, they were not allowed to come in. Because, and did they get the oil? I think so. They wouldn't have came back if they didn't get the oil. So I believe there'll be people saved after the catching away of the church, but when they come back, they won't get into the marriage of the Lamb. And they'll have to face the consequences. There's not nearly enough preached about how many great privileges the church has. There needs to be more preaching about the privileges that the church has. The church is not lumped all together with all the other saints of God. The church is unique. It is the bride of Christ. And we're going to live in the holy city, Jerusalem. Wow, what a city. No one's going to nuclear bomb that place. Hello? It's not going to be run by nuclear plants or power plants. It's going to be run by the Lamb. Amen. Yeah. The city will have power. The light will have power.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
The electric company will be called the Lamb. And he'll send us no bills. Amen. The Lamb. Amen. And your mansion won't be out of light all of a sudden and because some power line's gone down. Jesus is wireless. Hello. He's the Lamb. He's the light of the city. And we're going to live there. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. We are the last generation. I don't know what's going to happen with the eclipse. I plan on watching it. Because I'm going to watch it because God is glorious. Amen. It's a masterpiece. Yeah. I prayed this morning, God, please make sure the clouds just kind of go aside. Please pull back the curtain and show us your handiwork. I don't know if I did something like an eclipse and build a solar system like God has built, I'd kind of want to pull back the curtain and say, look what I did. But God doesn't have to do that because God knows who he is, whether you see it or not. It's not the signs in the eclipse that I'm concerned about. It's the signs we're seeing in politicians. It's the sign we're seeing in our country. It's the signs I'm seeing in our nation. It's the signs I'm seeing in the world. It's the war in Israel. It's the nuclear bombs. It is Hamas. It's the killing and butchering. It is those that are set at destroying Israel and destroying America. It's what I'm seeing around. The mutilation of our children, sex trafficking, earthquakes in diverse places, people not answering to authority, lawlessness in our nation, crooks running our country, thieves. And I'm not saying they're all thieves. I believe there's some great Christians in politics. We just need some more. I'm not saying that everybody at Washington, D.C. is bad. I'm just saying that, thank God they're there, but if they were a jug of milk, I'd throw it in the trash. Yeah. The whole jug. Yeah. I'm glad that there's good men in our leadership, but one man is not going to stir this, or even 100 men is not going to steer America away from judgment. I think America's gone. I believe that America has gone too far. And I believe they have went across the boundary of no return. I believe there is no return. We pushed God too far. When I say we, I'm not talking about us in particular, but our nation has pushed God too far. It's been too wicked and too vile. Be ready. Be ready. The Lord spoke that to me just as clear as the eclipse is coming tomorrow. The Lord said, tell the people, be ready. And we need to be ready. Because at any moment it could come, because we are the generation. We are the people that will see the return of the Lord. Our nation is in perverseness. The world is in insanity. It's upheaving. It's crumbling. And I want you to know we need to be ready, prepared to go home. And the sad part of it is, this church would be full tonight if people really believed what I preached just now. Yeah. This church would be packed. We had a great crowd this morning, good crowd this morning. But I'm telling you that if people really believed that it could happen at any moment, the activities that they're involved in, the things they're doing, would not be first. They would be very secondary. Amen. We need to put God first in our life. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. Because the Lord's coming at any moment. Now, if you're lollygagging around and you don't believe what I'm preaching tonight, and you just, I'm not interested in this, and I don't believe everything you said, preacher, because, I think we're going to go on another 50, 100 years, whatever. Judy has some chickens. And when we leave, you make sure they're fed and watered, because it's not their fault. Amen? How about your dogs? Wouldn't you like for someone to feed and water your dogs? You got some kids you could tell that to. Amen? Feed my dog. How about you? Don, you got a dog that needs to be fed, watered? If the Lord takes us home, it's not your dog's fault. Amen. Cats. We're talking about an apocalypse and you're talking cats. We're talking the apocalypse and someone's saying a cat? Somebody needs to save the drummer. Well, when the Lord comes, Walmart will probably still be open. Would you agree? the catching away of the church, I believe Walmart will still be open. They're not going to miss a chance to make a dollar. But I mean, no, they'll put their self-checkouts out of business if we're gone, because it's going to go crazy. Amen? I mean, they just forecast snow around here and they empty the store. I'm told in the bigger cities in Dallas, because Dallas is in the path of the total eclipse. And I'm told that in Dallas, it's hard to find food or anything right now because of the eclipse coming. People are paranoid. People are, Josh mentioned this today in lunch, people are paranoid. They're absolutely frantic and paranoid. Well, that's part of the end time too. It's part of the end time, part of the signs, the paranoid. Amen? Hello? Now, if it gets too bad and the Lord doesn't rapture us out and we're still here, I'm just going to tie Judy up to a chair and go get one of them chickens. Because I'm hungry. And you can have your cat. All dogs go to heaven, but you know. I got to quit. I've had way too much fun tonight in such a serious subject. Be ready. Be ready. Next time we meet, it may be there. Next time we meet, this place may be full and there may have been a nuclear weapon. Next time we meet, we may see people we hadn't seen in years gather in the house of the Lord because something has gone absolutely haywire. We need to be ready. Be ready. How many are ready?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Our Lord is coming. Be ready. Jesus is about to descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of an archangel, the trump of God. The graveyard will give up their dead that are in Christ. And we which are alive and remaining shall be caught up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. For you know perfectly that the day of the Lord, you have no need that I should remind you, have no need that you should be told. You know perfectly well that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. Any moment, be ready. Be ready. You say, what if the Lord don't come and we're here next Sunday? I'll still be hollering, be ready. But there's just something in me right now. There's just something down in the bedrock of my heart right now. And I'm not prophesying anything. I'm not declaring anything. But there's just something down in the bedrock of my soul that tells me there's something big about to happen. There's something incredible, something earth-changing, something earth-shocking about to happen. There's just something in the bedrock of my heart. I feel in my spirit that something big, something gigantic, something of a nuclear proportion is about to happen. I just feel it. Be ready. Be ready. Go ahead.